Hey there, and welcome back to Positively Posigen, your go-to podcast for smart, sustainable energy solutions that fit your life and your budget. I'm Lisa, your AI host, and I'm so glad you're here. Today's episode is called Solar versus Other Ways to Save. What works? And we're digging into something we get asked a lot. How does solar stack up against other common energy-saving options? What are the real pros and cons of each? And is there a clear winner? Spoiler alert. It's not just about picking one strategy. In many cases, the best results come from layering them together. So grab a cup of coffee, take a walk, or just sit back and let's unpack it all. Let's start with what we'll call the usual suspects. Easy efficiency tips you've probably heard before. First up, DIY efficiency. This includes things like sealing air leaks with caulk or weather stripping, adding insulation, replacing traditional light bulbs with LEDs, or unplugging devices when not in use. They're quick fixes, they're inexpensive, and they can make a real difference, especially if your home is older or hasn't had a recent energy assessment. The downside? These upgrades tend to provide incremental savings, meaning you'll save, but not hundreds of dollars a month, and they usually require maintenance or repetition. For example, air filters need replacing every 1 to 3 months. And let's be honest, we're all busy. It's easy for these tasks to fall off the radar. Next, smart thermostats. These little devices are incredibly helpful. They learn your habits, adjust temperatures when you're not home, and can be controlled from your smartphone. The Department of Energy says they can reduce heating and cooling costs by up to 10%. That's real money over the course of a year. But again, a smart thermostat can only do so much if your HVAC system is outdated or your home leaks warm or cool air like a sieve. It's a tool, not a magic wand. Then there's behavior change. Turning off lights, unplugging chargers, taking shorter showers, and running the dishwasher at night. These actions matter. They really do. And the more consistent you are, the more you'll save. But behavior-based savings can be inconsistent. Life gets busy, habits slip, and it can be hard to track whether your effort is really translating to lower bills. That's where solar starts to shine, pun absolutely intended. Also, I just wanted to remind you all that individual savings will vary based on your utility rate, energy consumption habits, solar system equipment installed on your property, tax incentives eligibility, weather, and other factors. Individual savings estimates are based on your solar energy production, your solar kilowatt hour rate, potential tax incentives, your utility kilowatt hour rate at the time of purchase, and projected increase in the utility rate based on historical data and national averages. Estimates do not take into consideration other changes in utility rates. Such changes could affect your overall estimated savings. Let's talk about solar. Installing solar panels on your roof allows you to generate your own electricity, reduce your electric bill, depending on your system size, energy usage, and local utility policies. And here's the cool part. Solar doesn't require daily effort. Once your system is installed, it works in the background. No constant maintenance, no changing habits, just consistent renewable power coming from the sun. Of course, the big hesitation people have is the cost. We get it. That's why Posigen offers an inclusive leasing program with no high credit score requirement, no upfront payment, and energy efficiency upgrades included. There is no upfront cost for the design, permitting, and installation of your solar system. You are responsible for any pre-existing property repairs needed to prepare the home for installation, which Posigen may offer to perform for a fee under a separate agreement. So you don't have to choose between solar and sealing your windows. You can do both. Our model is about affordability and impact, especially for households that have traditionally been left out of the clean energy conversation. So what's the ideal setup? Think of it like this. Let's say you install solar through Posigen's lease program. That guarantees savings for your first year. At the same time, we help you make basic efficiency improvements, adding insulation, swapping light bulbs, sealing leaks. Together, that layered approach multiplies your savings and improves the overall comfort of your home. You're using less energy, and the energy you do use is being offset by solar. It's a win-win situation. And remember, even with energy-saving upgrades, you'll still get a bill for any electricity you use from the grid, as well as standard utility fees. That's why solar makes such a big difference. I would also like to remind everyone that during the first 12 months after the date your system is operational, we guarantee that your post-solar electricity costs will be less than your pre-solar electricity costs. If your post-solar electricity costs are greater than your pre-solar electricity costs during that 12-month period, Posigen will either 1. Provide a bill credit representing the difference between your pre-solar and post-solar electricity costs, or 2. Provide additional energy efficiency services at no cost. See Residential Solar System Lease Agreement for full terms and conditions. It's time for our listener mail segment. This week's question comes from Tracy in Baton Rouge. She asks, do I need to change how I use electricity if I go solar? Great question, Tracy. The short answer is, not necessarily. Your solar system is designed to work with your current lifestyle. You don't need to change how or when you use energy in order to benefit. That said, if you do shift your habits, like doing laundry during daylight hours or reducing peak time usage, you might see even more savings depending on your local utility's net metering rules. But the beauty of solar is that it works in the background, quietly, reliably, helping you save every single day. For more details on this process, you can visit our FAQ page at posigen.com/frequently-ask-questions. Got a question for a future episode? Message us on Instagram or Facebook at Posigen Solar. So here's the big takeaway. Smart thermostats and small upgrades are great, but solar offers the most long-term value, especially when combined with basic efficiency improvements. And that's what Posigen is all about, helping you bundle solar and energy efficiency in one all-in-one solution that works for your budget and your home. Want to learn more? Head over to posigen.com and schedule a free energy efficiency audit. No pressure, just good info. Until next time, I'm Lisa, your AI host, and this has been Positively Posigen. Stay bright out there.